welcome our radio audience and our virtual audience on YouTube as well. We would like to ask you to join us in person sometime here at Trinity United Methodist Church. Our radio program is sponsored today by Pastor and Joseph Abshear in honor of our children's and ministry program and leader, Taylor. If you are blessed by this radio ministry and would like to help support it, your gift would be very appreciated. Gifts may be sent to the Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour. Our message today will be brought by Joseph Abshear, and it is titled Holy, Holy, Holy. 1 Peter 1, 13 through 21. Living before God our Father, therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who is without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear, in reverence, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God alone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's kind of amazing that we have the Avenger characters up here, well, and the DC guys. I'm an Avenger guy. Love the Avengers. So it reminded me of the very first Avenger movie. I think it was the first one. Anyway, so the characters, Captain America, Iron Man, and Loki are up in a plane. They had just captured Loki, and they're taking him into custody. And so, of course, Thor, who is Loki's brother, decides to show up and take Loki with him. Well, he scoops Loki up, and then he flies out of the plane. And then Iron Man, of course, he jets out because he's not letting Loki go anywhere without, you know, being brought to justice. And so they're flying out. Well, Captain America grabs his shield, and Black Widow is the one flying the plane. And Black Widow tells Captain America, Cap, you might want to sit this one out. They pretty much believe they're gods. And Captain America, who's my favorite, he's my favorite, he says, I'm pretty sure, well, I know there is only one God, and he does not dress like that. That was perfect. I mean, I love that line. There is just only one God. Amen. You know, but yet we will give reverence to all the little gods. Mm. I was guilty of that. The last time I was here, I told you what a big football fan I was, you know. And the Florida Gators, I always gave reverence to them. They come out on the field, I was up on my feet, acting like an idiot. Why can't we give that same reverence to the one God? We have a problem doing that. We really do. I want to do something a little bit different this morning, and I want to get my heart started. Because when I think about being holy, I think, who am I being holy to? And the definition of holy, I wrote it down. Of course, my notes got wet. And I don't know where I wrote it at, so I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, so to be holy is to live righteous, right? Something like that. But holy living should make us different. If we're living a holy life, that we should be different than... Am I causing that noise?
It's okay.
Holy living should make us different from what we were in the past. Does that make sense? So I used to have, when I thought about being holy, I used to be walking around at the center and be like, man, I'd have a down day. Well, then all of a sudden, this song would hit my spirit. And it simply goes, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. And I would just sing that over and over until I just got it. See, it's all about Jesus anyway, right? And so when I learn who Jesus is, and I really learn who Jesus is, it's not just a story in a book. He's revealed himself to me in that he is Master, Savior, King of all kings. When all these other kingdoms pass away, he's still going to be there. That's something to be excited about. That's something to really want to make, really somebody that to make pleasing. Somebody you want to please, right? At least for me. So the Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. Now, do you know that God never makes a command on you that you can't do? You might need some help, but he's not going to put a command on you that you can't do. So that being said, if the Bible says be holy, that means you're able to be holy. Well, how do I do that? Reading in 1 Peter, and I'm sidebarring here a little bit. I think it's amazing that it's Peter that wrote about it. You know, Peter's the one that, you know, denounced Christ 3 times, you know, all that kind of, we all know about Peter and how he wasn't always the most holy guy, right? Chop somebody's ear off. Not sure that's being holy. But yet it's Peter that writes about being holy. That's another reason why I think the Bible is Holy Spirit filled and Holy Spirit breathed. Because it's not by chance that it's Peter that writes about it. It's not by chance at all. Because when we think about it, being holy once we become a Christian, we should be different. We should have, when people see us, we should be different. We don't live the same life lifestyle we did before. And so now people that are in the church in Peter's day are looking at Peter like, okay, this is the same guy who chopped off dude's ear. You know, he was always the one that was very outspoken. But he then says in blah, 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 blah. Yes, as my wife says, I talk. It says Peter talks about loving. He talks about loving. Peter never really appeared to me as the loving kind. He reminds me a lot of myself when I was younger. Man, I'd rather slap you than hug you. I'm just saying. Especially if you were doing me wrong. You know, I don't want to hug you. I don't want to show you love. But yet, that's what Christ is asking of us, is to show love. And so I went and I did a word study about in my Bible. It says, "Be holy, for I am holy," because I felt like there was more than one place that was written, and there is, and it's in Leviticus. And I was like, "Oh yeah, there's that one of those books that I don't really like to read." You know, how many of you are excited about reading Leviticus? Yeah, it's right there with Numbers. You know, no. It's not very exciting for me. But Leviticus, it's talking about, in Leviticus, it's talking about what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. And it's really talking about sanctifying ourselves and our bodies to be like Christ. And so I was trying to figure out, because I felt there would be a comparison here, and it hit me, the comparison. In the Old Testament, being holy was a lot of stuff that we had to do physically, right? We had to eat certain things. We couldn't do certain things, and that was to make our bodies sanctified, because the Bible says in order to be in the presence of the Lord, because the Lord is holy, everything had to be holy. If a priest went into the tabernacle and he wasn't holy, guess what? He didn't come out alive. So, I mean, you had to be holy. Praise God that if I mess up and I'm not holy one day, I don't die right away. You know, I've got to get back on track. But He, by grace, gives us the opportunity to do that. And so another sidebar, so I've always come across people that say, we're in a day of grace, so it doesn't matter. You know, I can mess up and it's okay. But then I have to remind myself, the program at Lighthouse, we have to use a lot of I statements, so I'm going to use an I statement here. I have to remind myself that it's by grace that when I come into a room, if I'm not completely honest, I'm not struck dead. That's grace, right? Or how about this? My relative steals something that takes something that he wasn't supposed to take, and just because I'm one of his relatives, the ground swallows us up. That's in the Old Testament. So yeah, we're in an age of grace or stage of grace or whatever you want to. We got grace because them kind of things don't happen. Praise God. So Holy Spirit, love it. To think that I can do whatever I want to do because of God's grace is totally wrong. It's totally not biblical. You can't just say, "Yes, Christ, I accept you," and still stay in the same lifestyle you've been in. Believe me, I tried it. I think some of you know I used to lead music at a church and act like the world during the week. I didn't have any trials. I thought, man, I'm doing good. I can do whatever I want to do. Well, yeah, because I was still serving the devil. I used to go into bars, and I would sit there with my drink and talk about Jesus to the guy next to me, thinking, I'm being the great Christian guy. All the while not realizing this guy's looking at me, yep, that's why I'm not a Christian, because you guys are a bunch of hypocrites. I would say, well, the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not drink. But I'd leave out the whole part about not being a drunkard. And the Bible does say the drunkard will not inherit the kingdom of the kingdom of heaven. It's black and white. Oh, and by the way, what I tell the guys, don't take my word for it. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Don't take a person's word for it. Read it, study it. Just do it. I just love that the position I'm in now, that I get to see these guys come in, and they're like, "Joseph, So what you're telling me is when I accept Christ, that everything's going to be great. And then I have to tell myself, no, it's definitely not going to be great. Because, you know, if Jesus had problems, we're going to have problems, right? So it's how we handle those problems that matters. Like I said, back in the older days, if you did something if you stole from me or you did something that I didn't like, I'd punch you in the mouth or I'd do something to get back at you. Well, now the Bible says now that I'm a Christian, I have to do something different. I have to be different. So if somebody comes into my room and takes a six-pack of Mountain Dew, I don't go up and punch him in the head. Oh, go ahead, have it. You want the other one too? That's what it says. It's just real simple. I don't want to bring it out as man, it's so difficult to do. It's really simple. Don't be who you were before. I know that's not easy to do sometimes, especially like we tell everybody. I'm 55 years old. I know I don't look it, but sometimes I feel 72. But when we do, I done went. Pew. Where's that squirrel at? So let me get back on track. Go to the wet notes.
Are you saying we have to be set apart, sanctified, and holy, and live like the Bible says?
Yeah, something like that. So Tuesday night, it's funny what God does sometimes. Has God ever woke you up and not let you go back to sleep? Really, I'm the only one that's ever happened to? So 1 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, and God just won't let me go back to sleep. And then all of a sudden, I get this stuff going through my head. And it was about childhood and growing up and stuff like that. And I believe, well, I don't believe, I know God gave me a word. And I thought it was just a word for the guys at the center. And I was going to be giving them that word on March 14th. I'm going to get to the pleasure of preaching up at the other church. And I thought, yeah, that's great. I'm going to base this. That's my sermon. I got it. But Wednesday night, we're in the service. And God says, I never told you to wait till March 14th to give them this message. And I didn't tell you to just give it to them. So here's the message. How many of us were brought to the woodshed when we grew up? Really, again, just me? I'm the only bad kid? Come on. Back in the day, you did something wrong. Your hiney felt the consequences, right? It's okay. We're almost all adults. Some of our kids need to know that that's what happened. We got took into the woodshed, so to speak. Well, then we got into a society, a time where let's have time out. Right? Oh, just give him a time out. Make him sit in the corner for 15 minutes. Well, here's the word. God says he's tired of giving timeouts. Can you see it? Look at what's going on. Okay, Lord, teach me how to be holy because I don't want to go to the woodshed. I didn't like the timeouts either because he didn't speak to me a whole lot then. But I definitely don't like the woodshed. So, going back to 1 Peter 1:13, I wrote down a couple of things. In 1 Peter 1:13, it talks about being sober. And that, you know, that was easy for me because being drunk all the time, immediately when I see sober, I think, okay, I got to be, don't drink. Right? Well, when I read the word, it's actually... don't let any of that junk in your mind. Have a clear mind. have the mind of Christ. So I might step on some people's toes today, but so that means watch what goes into your mind. Watch what you're feeding yourself. I'm stepping on somebody's toes. I know I am. Don't let that junk come in. No. Put that barrier up. Because you got to be different. You're not different if you're watching and listening to the same old stuff you used to listen to. I love country music. I do. But nowadays you listen to country music, or I listen to country music, and it's like, my gosh, that's depressing. My favorite country song of all time now is when you play a country song backwards. Because you get everything back. I'm the only one that's heard that song. Come on. You get your dog back. You get your wife back. You get your car back. You get your achy, breaky heart back. You know, come on. I'm not the only one. All right. So, yeah. So, watch what you're feeding yourself. Watch what you're reading. Watch what you're watching. Watch what you're listening to. Here's another one. Watch who you're hanging out with. We tell the guys at the center, if you're hanging out with the same old group, you're going to have the same old results. If you're hanging around the buddies you went to the bar with, guess what? Eventually, you're going to end up back at the bar. So connect with other people. Connect with people that are in the church. Well, some of the people in the church are probably not good ideas either. I know, we all think, well, if they go to church, they're holy, sanctified, wonderful people, right? No. Sadly, there's a lot of hypocrites in the church. And guess what? God wants to clean that up too. Be holy, for I am holy. The next part of that says gird up. I had to look that up. What does gird up mean? Well, in those days, they wore these robes, these long robes, and if they had to run or if they had to do some work, maybe if they got in a fight, they had to gird up these robes, which means they brought them up tighter. And I thought, wow, I wonder how that fits. So it's very simple. Gird up what you're doing. Bring it in. Bring it in. If you're out there going to the bars or watching movies you shouldn't watch, like, you know, you guys know what movies I'm talking about. Or listening to stuff you shouldn't listen to. And it's not because it's a rule. It's because you want to feed what goes into your mind. You want to, because I firmly believe this, what goes in comes out. All right. If I'm getting fed, and I'm reading my Bible, and I'm getting fed with, I'm around people that are Christians as well, and I don't mean the go to church on Sunday Christians and do whatever they want during the week Christians. I mean true God fearing, God loving Christians. Then I'm going to have a tighter group. You know. I used to be on Facebook and be so excited. I got 2,000 friends. I talked to 6 of them. You know? Yeah. I'm all that. No. It's not all that. I went ahead and deactivated my Facebook. To me, there was no purpose for it. I wanted to bring myself to where I was in a group that was tight, a group that I could see, not a group that was in Cuba. I said, I don't know why I even threw Cuba out there, but they were, you know, distanced. I want people that are going to be a positive influence in my life around me. I don't want negative people. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world that I'm around a lot came with me this weekend. He didn't know I was going to do this to him, but this man... You want to talk about somebody that I see Christ in, it's him. He'll walk down the hallways singing, Joseph, how you doing today? He comes into my room. Sometimes he knocks, sometimes he doesn't. He just barrels in there and starts praying. I mean, that's the kind of friends you want. The kind that are going to walk with you. See, because the Bible said, doesn't say you won't go through trials, because you will. But what he said is he won't leave you by himself, leave you by yourself. That he would be with you, or he would have a group around you. How many of you remember the illustration I did down here? Nobody remembers the illustration? Okay, one person. Great. Great. I bet you remember too, don't you? Amen. Good. I got two people remembering. So anyway, we're not going to redo the illustration. My buddy's not here anyway. But surround yourself with those that are going to help you be holy. Those that are going to feed into you. Those that are going to help you be sober. Those that are going to help you gird up. And then, I know I'm jumping all around for today. I don't know why that happens. The Holy Spirit does things, and I guess he had certain things that you guys wanted to hear, and my notes just didn't follow along. That's frustrating sometimes, but what I feel I need to do always, I don't want this to ever be about me. I always wanted to be about him, and if he decides to go a different direction or whatever, that's up to him. And sometimes I feel like I'm rambling, and I'm like, well, apparently he had something else in mind, and I just have to follow along. Romans 12:2. This kind of goes along with, what do you feed in yourself? Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know what God's perfect will is? Anybody? Okay, so nobody knows. All right, here it comes. Here it comes. To be holy. God's perfect will is for you to be holy. Ta-da! Be holy. You want to know how to be holy? It's in the book. Right here. This highlighted stuff in 1 Peter, it's good stuff. I don't know how else to really be. You know, I'm not really a liturgist type person. I mean, I can read, but I'm not literal. What, I don't even know what word I'm trying to think of. I'm not a dig in, get the big words out type person. When I do get a big word like expeditious, then I'm like, yeah! But I'm not one that really uses a lot of big words. And I think in today, unfortunately, people think that it's big words that really make a difference. What really makes a difference, and with this, we'll get to closing here pretty, maybe the next hour, I don't know. No, she told me if I went long, she's watching the clock more than I am, and if I go longer, she's giving me the boot. She didn't really say that. So, did it again, squirrel. So, transformed, Heavenly Father. So we go and we get, our mindset when we're young is to do things that please us. It's all about, what can I get? Me, right? So now my mindset is changed. It's not about me anymore. What can I do for other people? What can I do to just bring joy to somebody? What can I do to help somebody? And in the book of James, it talks about true religion is ministering to the orphans and the widows. And I know this church does that a lot. And so I applaud you for that. But as a nation of churches, we've fallen away from that. You know, I believe. And I could be wrong. Again, I'm not perfect, but I could be wrong. I really feel that we've come away from that. And we need to get back there, especially with young people, with orphans. And a lot of times we look at orphans as being the ones in the orphanages. If for some reason there's a child in your neighborhood that doesn't have a father, he's been orphaned by his father. I don't know what reason, and the reason is not what's important. The reason is that our young people need godly men to show them how to be holy. Because our young people look up to men and women, but most of the, say a boy needs to see a man, needs to see a godly man. Why are we having so many feminine boys? Because too many men aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Raise them up in the way they should go. Pursue peace with all people in holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Pursue peace and holiness, or you're not going to see God. Holy living is separate living. So live separate. If you claim to be a Christian, that old lifestyle should be gone. That old stuff should be thrown away. Be new. Because I promise you, once somebody hears you're a Christian, they're going to watch you. They're going to see how you act. Not what you say, but what you do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to be up here. And Lord, as it sound, it really seemed like I was just, to me, stumbling and rumbling. And I know you had a plan. Father, so I just pray that you would give them what they needed. Pour your Spirit down on this room. Pour your Spirit down on this community. Lord, help us and guide us into living holy lives. Lord, I know that holiness is your purpose for us. So Lord, teach us. Teach us how to be holy. Lord, all we know is what we used to do. So teach us the new way. Send people our ways to teach us, to show us. But Lord, most of all, send your Spirit to lead and guide us. Lord, I thank you again for this opportunity. I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this family of believers. And I just thank you for you. Thank you for waking me up in the morning, even though sometimes I don't like mornings. I just thank you that every morning you wake me up. Because I'm not promised tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.